Back here on BAL with two very special in-studio guests, the legendary June Smith and the legendary Andy Nelson Sr. You know the name for probably a couple of reasons. One, he was a part of the 58 Baltimore Colts championship team, and he owns the best barbecue place around in town. And you two have come together for a great event to honor Ron Smith and for a great cause, June. And we'll get into some of the details of it. But first, tell us the day, time, and what people need to know.
It's going to be on Sunday, May 20th, from 1 to 4 at Andy Nelson's. And it's at 11011 York Road in Cockeysville. You can just put your window down and give a big sniff. You can find it.
Yes.
Okay? You can just pull right in. And the tickets are $40 per person. And you can buy the tickets at the Humidor Cigar Shop, which is also just up the street from Andy Nelson's. Or you can buy the tickets at Nelson's. So if you're hungry tonight, you're needing some cue, you can run over there and get it and get your tickets. It's really quite a deal. It includes all-you-can-eat pulled pork, smokehouse Dixie chicken, the fabulous Nelson's extra fixings. I learned tonight from Mr. Nelson that it's slaw and their potato salad. Mm. And there'll be soda. And, of course, what would you have to have at a barbecue?
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea. My sweet tea.
They got a sweet tea.
Sweet tea. And the food will
That's
be served.
Thing.
It is a southern thing. The food will be served from 2 to 4 p.m., and there'll be fellowship and friendship and memories of Ron. And if you're so inclined, you can bring your own bottle. But who doesn't want sweet tea with a few?
Right, BYOB, if you're so inclined. But the beauty of this is for $40, you can get all you can eat Andy Nelson's.
Exactly.
For one thing. And you get to honor Ron Smith, and it goes to a great cause. And you've been working so hard on this cause, June. Can you tell some of the specifics
much.
Where all this money that you've done, all these events, and the website for Team Reason?
Well, we have the Team Reason is the core group and the reason that we're all in this room together, formed by Ron's wonderful brothers, literally, at the Humidor Cigar Shop to help him through on his journey with pancreatic cancer. And as we know how his final journey ended. They've stepped up, and Team Reason is going in all different ways. And as a complement to Team Reason, I established the Friends of Ron Smith tribute website. And I launched it here in this building on February 21st on 98 Rock. And we're up to 15,000 page viewers.
Mm.
So I'm posting my own commentaries. I'm channeling Ron from the great beyond. We have events. We have guest columnists. We have an interactive forum where you can go on the website and talk to each other if you want to talk about something that's been posted or, you know, politics comes up a lot.
I've been paying attention to the website, and it's some of the same topics. I don't know. You would have heard one once upon a time on the Ron Smith radio program.
Yeah, well, you know, we sort of sometimes shared a one brain there.
Yes, you guys did.
You know, and I learned so much from the master. And we also have on there the links to all of Ron's specific links and resources that he's used over the many years. And I'm putting together his recommended reading list. There'll be a dedicated page for that. And I've gotten tremendous feedback, and it's the best love that you can get at a time of a great loss. To know that people out there are really reading it, commenting on it, and participating in it. I call it the news for the cognitive elite. I'm trying to give them the information that Ron would have been giving them, or at least telling them where to go to get the information.
And that's all you can do, certainly.
There's some pretty remarkable stuff on that.
Yeah, there is. It's a great website.
Sorry to boast, but it's pretty darn good.
It's amazing work. And I like the idea of the camaraderie of just an old-time spring barbecue. We're talking about the day after Preakness, Sunday, May 20th.
Yeah.
I think we all know that what the weather might be like on a day like that.
Yes.
It's hard to beat springtime weather in Baltimore in May.
Exactly.
It really is.
But we're covered either way, rain or shine, because there's a facility there should we need it. But I think the sun will probably shine on that day.
I'm guessing it will, too. And, Andy, I ask this to all participants, if I ever have the great honor and pleasure of interviewing them, of the 58 championship game. When you're playing in the game, could you have ever imagined that one day it would have been talked about as the greatest game ever played and you would become so much a part of almost folklore in American sports history?
No, at the time I didn't know, but I wish that I'd known. I'd ask for a little more money. But it did set the stage for the NFL, what it is today. I mean, up to then, baseball was the number one sport. And, but after that game, what made the game so famous was the sudden death part. It was the first sudden death game in NFL history. We started off the field, I remember.
That was a tie.
And they called us back, the coaches called us back, come on back, we're going to play some more, he said. But we didn't know, we thought the game was over. But the two-minute drill, Ray Berry and John Unitas had worked on that in practice every day for the last part of the practice. That didn't just happen. They had worked on it, and it was perfected to it. Ray Berry caught seven passes. I don't know how many.
He had 12 receptions for 178 yards and a touchdown. His 12 receptions are a championship record that still stands this day.
It's just amazing to watch that.
Unitas to Berry.
Watch that overtime, that film that he put on there. And that's what I remember mostly about it. And, of course, after the game, you know, I just stood there and watched them. Me and Ray Brown, and watch them tear down the goalpost.
In Yankee Stadium.
They had climbed up on the thing.
Down at what?
Up on the top. And I said, he's going to break his neck. And they had it on the ground before we got in. But I was watching John Unitas. And he had walked over that field like it was he showed no expression at all.
Really?
No. I mean, he wasn't turning backflips or nothing. But that was his nature. That's the way he was. He was a cool dude, man.
Now, didn't you two drive home together after
I drove, and, of course, we took the bus from the airport to the Memorial Stadium.
Yes.
He drove me home. He didn't say two words. He didn't say anything.
Really?
And when I got out, he said, well, I'll see you tomorrow. We was having a little shindig downtown, and celebration the next day. But he was always like that. He never showed emotion. I don't care if it's beating up on him playing the Chicago Bears or who it was, you know, they had his nose broken and bleed. But I knew he was good before I ever came here, because we played at Louisville and I played at Memphis State. And I was a freshman that year and I was hurt. I didn't get to play. I had a broken ankle or something. But he completed about 20 passes. I said, this guy's good. And then I came to the Colts, and there he was, standing there. Arms hanging down there. But he was quite a friend, and I just was glad to have played with him.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard, I think, that Andy Nelson and Johnny Unitas leave Memorial Stadium after winning the 58th title game.
Yeah,
and Unitas does not say a single word,
in
the car ride home.
Yeah, well, he had
pre-celebration of the actual thing.
The general had won the war.
I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that.
Well, imagine.
We didn't. We went in the dressing room. There really wasn't any back flipping and all that.
You mean there was no great dancing like there is now? No chest bumping.
Till the next day.
And that's when the party started, apparently. That's what they're trying to tell us.
Yeah, the next day the party started.
Well, everyone knows that game did really mark the beginning of the
coming
NFL.
Coming back in the bus, you know, the bus thing, when people were all up on top of the bus.
Right.
they were on the bus, and we got out on the road, and they took them out on the highway before they ever let them off. And they were going to arrest them, but do something to take them in. Then Don Kellett, the general manager, I think a couple of players talked them out of it. They didn't do it. Let them go.
All right. Well, we'll come back and we'll wrap things up with June Smith and Andy Nelson Sr. A big event coming up to honor Ron Smith on Sunday, May 20th. A family-friendly BBQ bash hosted by Andy Nelson's Southern Pit Barbecue Restaurant, Ron's favorite place, rain or shine, coming up Sunday, May 20th.